So this is great. How many of you are old enough? Here I go. How many of you are old enough to remember Gloria Estefan? Anybody? Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know what I discovered? My wife and I were at an art festival, and these bands were playing all this, you know, older music that we loved. And all these kids, all these teenagers walking around singing it. I thought, the youth of today are so cool, aren't they? Really? They know Gloria Estefan.
I listen to the music with parents.
Yeah.
They know the good, correct music.
They know good, correct, godly music. So I don't. Anyway, but she sang a song that says, we seal our fate, remember, by the choices we make. She had a song that she sang that. And, you know, that is so true. I thought that our decisions determine our destination and our destinies. Nowhere is that more true. Of course, first of all, nowhere is that more true than in our relationship with Christ. With our relationship with God. That determines, if we accept what Jesus did for us on the cross, he died for us, he was buried, and he rose again, and he sealed, you know, our place in heaven, and all we have to do is accept that free gift. Can you imagine, every time you share that with somebody, just the dramatic difference that makes in somebody's destiny? I mean, that is literally the eternal difference between heaven and hell. That's literally what you share when we share that Christ died for someone, they can accept that free gift. And that's absolutely true. On earth, there's probably no decision, second only to accepting Christ, that probably makes more of an impact is whether or not we marry and who that is, right? And so the evidence for poor decisions is all around us. Broken homes, broken lives, broken hearts. According to CBSNews.com, the divorce rate rose in 2009. Obviously, 2010's not done, so we'll see what happens there. But that's with more people deciding not to marry. See, divorce rate's gone up. Also, people living together without the benefit of marriage also has risen. So kind of interesting. And some of you, not a lot of you, but a few of you were around in the 40s. Do you know the divorce rate has risen 240% since the 1940s? The problem is, I think, that nobody teaches us how to choose a spouse. No, there's no courses on that. Many of us just end up, you know, and for some of you could give testimonial, you know, you feel like, hey, I married the wrong person. Nobody says, here's the biblical principles on how you find God's best for your life. Now, if you grew up in a Bible-believing church, maybe there were times when your youth leader or something, shared that with you. But many of us go around thinking, you know, thinking that, you know, what am I going to do? Is this just, you know, you go by your feelings? Now, some of you, I got to say right off the bat, some of you think, I sure came on a wrong Sunday. Of all Sundays to come, this was a wrong Sunday to come. Well, you single people are going, no, perfect Sunday to come. Some of you single people decided not to marry. You're thinking, well, this is really not, you know, very useful. But let me tell you, you've got friends. You've got single friends. And this could be a help to them. And you can, you know, give them some guidance and maybe some counsel if they asked you. If you're married, this can help you understand really what some of the root of some of your... In fact, we're going to talk about just a few points that I can guarantee you all of your conflicts fall in one of these three categories. Absolutely can agree with it. And that's after 25 years of counseling people, I can tell you that. Some of you, perhaps you've been divorced. You say, great, picking the right person. Hey, I've, you know, been there, done that, and that didn't work out. Let me tell you, this can help you really see the root of what some of those conflicts were, what things went wrong, what things to avoid, and really be of some help to you. So if you're a parent or a grandparent, take notes, download it onto your iPod, because you're going to need this right down the road. And maybe, you know, as I've seen life go by so quickly, you're going to need this sometime. So I just wanted to kind of encourage you that way, because then some of you are thinking, finding the love of your life, yeah, that would have been nice. But